So that's it. Friday, the first week done, Mel.
I know. How are you feeling?
I am absolutely shattered.
Should we put some context to this? We're both sat either side of a teacher's desk, just catching up. We thought, let's do this.
Let's follow on from that first one. There's been loads of great feedback that people liked us chatting about the start of a journey. And we thought, what an ideal time at the end of that first week back when... emotional roller coaster is all I can sum it up for me. I'll go more into that in a minute, I suppose. Yeah. Now, but I think it just feels old, the perfect time, doesn't it, to start talking about?
So. Yeah, it's felt odd working with you again because it's been a couple of years.
Not is that a good odd or a bad odd?
that's the wrong phrase.
Oh no!
No, it's just you get used to it. The first. It was like, what are you doing? Ah, you work here. And I suppose there's a little bit of, I don't know, maybe it's my age. I want to make sure everything's all right. And that you, I don't know. It's just, it has felt a little bit odd. But the teaching.
It's been just a hectic week, hasn't
it? It has.
The teaching's really kicked in from Thursday onwards. Yeah. So today and yesterday. Training days. I can't say enough of how much the staff made me feel welcome. They're great. Some lovely sessions that we went to as well, and it's just nice to get to know faces.
I particularly enjoyed being able to get my cutting out done in one of them.
Oh yeah, don't say that then. I might get fives to edit that bit out. But it was just nice to get to know all the faces. That was where it started to hit home. I was listening to a different head teacher talking about different facts and figures. Hold on, I'm not sitting there listening to actually my results here.
Yeah.
And that was a bit bizarre. Not that I'm precious over my... Well, no, I am. I'm precious over my results massively.
And so you should be.
But I was listening to other stuff.
And it was a different story because where we're at.
Oh, it was a great story to listen to, but it was difficult listening to something that I didn't have a part of.
Yes.
Next year will be completely different because obviously that's a massive part that...
Yeah. I remember walking into... The first summer I joined Trinity with you guys and I had nothing to do with the results, but I joined in the June and I still come along and results in. People must have thought I was nuts. And then I felt a bit like that. I felt a little bit, they're nothing to do with me, but I wanted to be part of the team.
Yeah.
But
it's a funny feeling, isn't it? You're there as a team.
And so you've come from the school with Ulster where it's always been, oh, well, it's amazing. And you're almost at the end of the journey, whereas we're at the start of that journey.
Yeah.
Whereas Which
that's the exciting part of it.
Oh,
though,
it is, yeah. I always use the analogy about when we had the pub that it was, for us at the time, it was easy to get the pub to being successful, but it got really boring. Maintaining that because it became a caretaker rather than making big impact stuff.
It's just different, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just completely different.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is.
It's knackering.
Shattering, yeah.
Wednesday, as a department, we only had teaching year 9, so we spent lots of time getting the department ready.
Yeah. And I wasn't around on Wednesday. I was in the Pearson stuff on Wednesday then. Back in Thursday with year 11.
Yeah.
We had a couple of hours with the tutor group and getting to know those, but we've got a big tutor group as well. And
we did say we should mention that because we've, for those of you who don't know, we're quite a big advocate of maths and English time in tutor time. And so we've taken on, is it 50?
Yeah, 50 in the tutor group. So it's a big old tutor group. And not only is it bigger than normal, they're now doing stuff in tutor that they've not normally done before.
Yeah.
So years 9 and 10, it's a bit more pastoral focus, whereas now it's more academic, and trying to get that through to the kids is going to
I think that from today what we saw, because we did do a bit with them, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah,
they will always be one or two that won't buy into it, but it's a critical mass. We've got to get the critical mass on our side.
Yeah.
And today, considering we had year 11 period 5 and 6, and there was 50 and 55 on the seating plans.
They were fantastic.
They were. It helped so we had Nick that come in.
And I'm just, teacher.
Again, trying to give some background for those of you that are thinking about it. Always a bit manic getting 50 kids sat down on the seating plan. I like to walk them to the seat to make sure that they're not pulling a fast one about and sitting somewhere else. And then Nick, the head teacher, gave a bit of spiel.
He was there at the start for both of those periods, which was fantastic. He set the tone and the standard that he wants from the students as a whole. pretty much emphasising what he said in the assemblies, and then we came in and started delivering straight away the content. And I know we're going to have ups and downs over the year. I know some are going to buy in and some are not, but just the fact that they have seen what we're about and they bought into it today. I've got to be honest with you, I came in today a little bit nervous, and I haven't had nerves inside me.
But that's good.
I know that's a good thing.
I know it's at least it keeps you on your toes.
It does, doesn't it? Well, it kept me awake. but just to, they've bought into it. Nerves this morning on how are year 11 going to react. It's the key year. They've never seen me before. They're at that age where they can kick back a little bit in terms of, hold on, they're new.
Resistance to change.
Resistance to change, yeah, absolutely.
Well, imagine that. I can't imagine anybody being resistant to change.
No. Yeah, me. But they were great.
They were.
And I'm going out from one extreme this morning, feeling nervous and, oh, what have I done, to being absolutely buzzing. We have.
Hang on, cut.
Yeah, the next one. You're in it. Come on, Anna, say hello.
Yeah, so I should be working a cut there, but...
So a few minutes later, in fact, quite a long time later, I've had a good chat with Anna, who was very kindly just popping in just to see how the first week back went. Like I said and started off this, the staff have been great, and it is nice just to touch base at the end of the week, seeing how they've gone. So
yeah.
And I just explained everything we've just said for the last 10 minutes to Anna. Really.
So I've had to listen to it twice.
You have? Listened
Brilliant.
To it twice. But I think the last thing I said before was the extremes and how... finishing the week on a really positive note. And the one thing, you know what I'd really love, and I think...
Does this mean more work for me?
No, it's the initiative that the school do, which is that Friday phone call, where the aim is to make two positive phone calls to parents to talk about how well the kids have done that week or that day. And you're giving the kids a great start to a weekend, and we finish the week on a buzz note. So I'm really up for that one. I like that initiative. I'm going to jump on the back of that, particularly with year 11, and I think we'd get them on side and talk and speak to them.
Yeah, the kids particularly like it.
Yeah, so I'm really up for that one.
And I think with our kids, if we can start picking off some of the extremes in terms of getting parents on side, so that when it does come to those parents' evening, we know we're going to get more of a turnout.
Yeah.
We've got to engage parents sooner. We know that.
Well, we did, didn't we? We came in last year, and I came in when I was still working in the old job, and we did the year 7 to 11 parents evening, and we got 130 parents in the room, and it was fantastic. And we set the stall out at the end of last year. And I think...
Again, let me put that into context, because I know that lots of people won't know what we're talking about. At the end of the summer term, we invited parents and year 10 into a year 10 into 11 transition evening, and it was a quick 20 minutes presentation, head of maths, head of English, us two, head teacher, just to say that we know it's going to be tough, but
we just talked about the interventions
that
are likely to happen and the
plan,
that was a great feeling, and the parents really
so
thankful
that started
for that
it.
So I think we will have a good buy-in. I think the parents know that we've got great intentions for what we're doing with the...
Well, it's about promising or delivering on what you promise. So it was lovely today when one of the girls turned up at lunchtime for extra support
already, week one. Well, day two for her, isn't it?
Yeah.
She came back yesterday.
So it was lovely, because they're obviously... And we just pick them off one at a time.
Yeah, a lot to pick through, but we'll get there and they'll...
What about your other year groups?
Fantastic. Brilliant. It's a high school, so they start in year 9. And year 9 obviously starts brand new at their high school, along with me. So I've made it clear to all those guys, they're starting on their journey with me, and their feelings that they've got inside their... in the pit of their stomach when they're worried about where to go, what room to go to, who they sit next to. And I said, I've got exactly the same feeling in my stomach as well.
And did you find your duty point today?
I did find my duty point. I found it after a little bit of a wander around, I think, every corner of the site. But I found it. I've done a duty today.
I meant to come and find you to make sure you'd found it.
No, I didn't.
I couldn't be bothered.
No, didn't. Found that one. That was nice.
Good.
We do need to sort the fridge out in the maths staff room, because I don't think it works, because all the milk's gone off. So I'm not happy with that one. That's my big down point for the week, is that we're in the fridge, I think.
Yeah.
But it is getting your head around everything, the teaching, the duties, the meetings, where to go. And it humbles you after so long in a school when you have to start that all over again. And week one, I said it, didn't I? I said training day, checking I was all right. And you did. You kept checking. You kept asking me. You're right. You're right. Yeah, leave me alone. But
it was a bit like when you come into work and you're in a perfectly good mood, and somebody says, "You don't look very happy." And you go, "No, I'm fine." Next person, "You don't look very happy." "No, I'm fine." By the time the third person's asked you, you're going to rip their head off.
But no, it was nice to be checked up on, because I did say outright, "That's when I'm going to feel it." And I did. But then just getting through all the groups, and we've seen them all now, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've seen everyone. We've got.
I haven't seen my year 12 yet.
Not year 12.
So my first time teaching A level in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, not a long time, a few years.
Just don't forget to put the group on the book,
oh,
which you've told me off about already, because I forgot to put whether it's 9E or 9M.
We share a lot of classes. A lot of classes. And today I was teaching a year 9 set that we share. Have I said we share a lot of classes? And knowing which set of classes, which set of books were for each group, knowing that you don't know the kids' names, has been a nightmare today.
And they've got mixed together and... Oh,
and they've been taught the same thing. They got to the same point in the lesson, so the books are identical.
And all they have is their name, the subject, and the room. And unfortunately, that's the same for about 70 books that we've got in front of us right now that we've got to try and decipher where... We'll sort that out Monday. We'll sort that out Monday.
Yeah, well, you can sort that out before, because, yeah. So we've had to... That's been fun today. I've tried... I've been very polite.
Oh, wow, I think the day started.
I think
I've been... Blutus in the room,
said.
Mal comes flapping out the room, not literally like the bird, because the bird was stuck. There's a blue tit, or there's a bird.
I think it was yellow, so whatever that is.
Oh, there's a bird in the room, and then I come in, and the wing was caught up in the cantilever opener of the window, isn't it? So I went up and picked it up in my hands and popped it on the window ledge, and we're a floor high, and the thing was panting, it didn't move, this little blue tit, and I didn't know what to do, and I was stroking it.
Can we call this episode the one with the blue tit?
The blue tit episode. It was such a lovely little bird, and it was there, scared, on the window ledge, and I didn't want it to fall off, so I picked it up and put it back in a box.
Basically, you put a bird on a window ledge with a broken wing, and the
I didn't know if it had a broken wing.
The only thing that's going to happen is it's going to go and drop from the first floor.
But anyway, so I picked it back up, gave it a couple of little strokes, nurtured, and popped it in a stapler box, because we've got a brand new stapler. I took the stapler out, put the bird in the box, thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Hole punch box, that's it. A bit bigger than a stapler box.
that's the only
reason.
And then
I went for a wander, found a nice little shrubbery area, and then I let the thing out, and I thought, oh, what happens if you can't fly? But it flew off. And that started the day exactly how it went on. A beautiful bird in flight. There you go.
That was quite...
It was a funny start to the day.
It was, yeah, because it was just flying around the room. Bless him. It was just, nobody knew what to do.
It was a nice little feeling, though, and it was okay when I let him out the box.
Yeah, I did worry you weren't going to get back in time for tutor time.
But we did.
Yeah, we did. No, it's been a good day.
Good day, up and down week, and finishing on a high, and I know there's going to be ups and downs, and hopefully we'll channel that through this conversation every time, and anyone else who's started a new job or moved job will home in on that and pick up on
it. Yeah. So this isn't really an episode, this is more like a catch-up thing, isn't it?
I think this is, yeah, touching base, because we did talk just before starting back for work, and I think that's what we're
finishing off. So we can't call this episode 2, really, can we?
Well, it was pilot last time.
That was a pilot, so is this episode 1?
So this is episode 1. Episode 2 is where we kick in and start talking about...
The maths, and because there was stuff that we said we were going to talk about, but we haven't got there.
Yeah, grading and all that kind of stuff, and I think that will kick in as we settle ourselves, because at the moment it's just about...
It has been a bit... there's been adrenaline fueled, is that what I'm thinking of?
Oh, you are running on adrenaline. I didn't sleep last night, I played football and... nervous and worried and didn't sleep well last night, so everything today and that salesman at the front of the lessons today in front of year 11 particularly has been on adrenaline.
But they took it well, they responded well, they're nice kids. They are nice kids.
I think our job, though, I think teachers' jobs, not just maths teachers, I think teachers' jobs, we're 95% salespeople before anything else. We've got to get them to buy the product
in our context, I think. Yeah, in terms of the normal run-of-the-mill schools.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
There would be some context where you could have very...
instant buy-in, possibly.
Yeah.
I think we do have to sell ourselves first before they then...
I think that's one of the things I got out of the training on Monday, and I joke about sitting there not engaged, is that we're talking about differentiation, at which point lots of people will mock. But the one thing for me that I got out of it is that actually differentiation is personalisation. It's not a thing you, for me. Mm. So yeah, it's been a good week. It's been hard. I've just said to Mike that we've achieved a lot this week. We've just got to start afresh next week. Go home.
Absolutely.
Let's start the weekend.
There we go. That's a nice way of finishing this conversation as well. Let's get home.
Yeah. Right. See you next week.
See you Monday.
Yeah. Ta-ra.
See you.